In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today, during the octave of our Blessed Virgin, or her Immaculate Conception, we have a feast of a Pope who reigned during the 4th century, and he is Pope Saint Damasus the First. He actually came from a quite peculiar family nowadays, because his father was a priest as well. Pope Saint Damasus's father, whose name was Anthony, had become a priest himself after his wife died, and he had served as a reader, deacon, and finally as a priest in a parish church of Saint Lawrence in Rome. And it was in this church where young Damasus first started his sacred ministry in the Church of Saint Lawrence. And he made great progress in holiness, and when the Pope who then reigned, called Liberius, died in the year 366, Damasus, who was now 60 years old, was chosen as the new Bishop of Rome. Usually when the Pope is elected, there are great festivities and rejoicings that a new representative of our Lord Jesus has been elected to lead the Church. But Saint Damasus had to start his ruling in a very bad circumstances, because almost immediately after he was elected, there were some members of the Roman clergy who were not happy with the election. So they had their own rival election and chose another man as Pope, who then tried to take over the Church of Rome for his faction. And when the authorities of the city of Rome supported the lawful Pope, that is, Saint Damasus, those who were his opponents refused to hand over the church they were occupied. The people who then supported the Pope showed a kind of excessive zeal. They attacked those churches, and a terrible and unfortunate fight started between the Christians of Rome. In one church, which was called the Liberian Basilica and now called Saint Mary Major, the fight between two rivalries became so bad that men beat each other with swords and clubs and left 137 persons dead. So the first months of the pontificate of Saint Damasus were a terrible time for him, because he had to see a brother rising against brother in a virtual civil war between the Roman Christians. And eventually, by the help of the Roman state, the supporters of the false Pope were defeated. But there still was no joy in our saint's heart, because he knew that even though he had triumphed in a secular warfare, there now was left much to be done to win over back the spiritual souls of those who had risen against the Church and the lawful Pope. So in starting of his pontificate, Pope Saint Damasus made a vow to God. You might remember from our class that when someone makes a vow to God, it means that he makes it by his own initiative. he's not bound to make that, but once he pronounces it, he calls God for the witness that if you grant me this favor, O God, I will keep my word and do some special thing in your favor. So Saint Pope Damasus made a vow in honor of certain martyrs to engage their intercession in heaven for the conversion of those clergy and people who had objected him and who had supported the intruder. There's a special word for those opponents of lawful church, and they are called schismatics. And Pope Saint Damasus, even though he had force on his side and he could have destroyed his opponents called the schismatics, he was first of all a father of souls, and instead of sword he wanted to use prayer and have recourse to the intercession of holy martyrs, that he wouldn't need to conquer them by sword, but that they would be conquered by the clemency and mercy of God and return to the true church. So Saint Damasus prayed for the holy martyrs, and his wish was granted. These clergymen and people who had risen against the church, they now returned to the unity of her. And so pleased was Pope Saint Damasus that his wish had been granted, that he made good use of his vow, and at his own expense greatly decorated the churches and tombs of the holy martyrs who had brought this great thing, that the unity of church was restored. He also had nothing but mercy and clemency for the man who had opposed him and tried to drive him away from Rome, and in a due time his rivalry humbly and duly submitted to the true Pope and was sorry of his rebellion. We can see from the life of Saint Damasus' children that even though sword is very powerful and guns are big and strong manners of getting something done in the world, what is much more powerful in this world is the omnipotence of God brought to us by the intercession of saints. When you grow up, you will meet lots of people who say that they are Christians, but who never go to the Mass or to the sacraments, and who worship in strange-looking churches. Remember always that in order to present and bring everyone back to true religion, we should always pray for the conversion of those who still do not know the Catholic religion. By prayer, we can truly work miracles, and miracles conversions, as the life of Saint Damasus shows us. And when we use prayer and also other means we have, like that as always showing obedience and respect to other people and having good manners and a holy and pure life, we show ourselves that it is us, it is we who are true Christians, who are following our Lord's teaching, and who will carry our cross with humbleness and with patience. By good manners and recommending ourselves and our close dear ones to the intercession of God's holy saints, we all can be great missionaries in this world, the world so desperately needs to be converted back to the truth, and you can be one of God's little saints, praying either for even one individual or very, very many people, that all those who still don't know the truth and all of those whom the truth is presented, maybe by you, that they would be converted, that they too may have the clemency of God which has been shown to you, and that most importantly, all the people could also have the forgiveness which has been granted to you, the forgiveness which started at the foot of the cross and which continues even today. And maybe you also can do your tiny share in propagating and spreading that forgiveness among all the men of the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.